Well, this is definitely a first for the second date update, mm-hmm. you know, and here at Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, we're always trying to break the mold.
Yeah.
So much so that now our segments aren't even about what they're supposed to be about at all. Because it's a second date update, but we're about to call Emily because Emily is Rich's girlfriend. They've been dating for a few weeks. I guess they've gone out twice, but they have had the talk, like if they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and she said yes, and now she's not calling him back. Ever since the last time they hung out, she hasn't talked to him. So we're going to call her and see if we can figure out why. Rich, are you ready to call your lady?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's going to be a new segment. Where's my girlfriend?
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty rational about all this, but if it is true that since she hasn't talked to you in 8 days, she's like trying to break up with you, how are you going to feel?
I mean, I feel like we can work through it, you know? I feel like we have a real connection.
Well, okay, so this is more couples counseling than second date update, or maybe a mix of both here.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it has to be.
Okay. All right. I think I'm the only person in this room that actually has done couples counseling. I tell you this right now, Rich.
Yeah, that's true.
Just be wrong. You're wrong every time. Okay? Just say sorry and you'd be good. Okay?
Sounds like couples counseling. It's really effective.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why your girlfriend has stopped talking to you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Emily?
Yes.
Hey, Emily, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. How can I help you?
Is there a small dog in the
background? You got a dog or something back there?
No, I don't have a dog.
Oh, weird. It sounded like there was like a whining or somebody whistling for a dog or something. Anyway,
that's
not the reason we called you, I'm calling you today because somebody sent us an email about you.
Why would somebody send you an email about me?
Because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we got an email about you. What's that?
I don't know.
Who does that?
Quite a few people.
Yeah,
but we've done a lot.
Yeah, we have done a lot of these.
Oh, my God.
And I guess this is a little different, though, because the guy that emailed us about you is your boyfriend, and he's wondering why you're not talking to him.
What? I'm sorry. I don't have a boyfriend.
What?
Is that because you just broke up with somebody by stopping talking to them?
No, I'm not really sure what you guys are talking about. Like, I don't recall having a boyfriend.
Okay, and now are you the type of person that remembers that type of thing?
I think I would.
Okay.
Like, I think that would be important in my life. Like, oh, by the way, I have a boyfriend, but no, I don't have one.
Well, maybe we're talking to the wrong person.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you are.
Maybe I dialed the phone number wrong. Do you know a guy? Well, name's right.
Right.
Do you know a guy named Rich?
He's the guy that you guys are talking about?
Yeah. He says he's your boyfriend.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? I thought he was your boyfriend.
Now we're confused.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, no, he's totally not my boyfriend.
Okay,
what?
He totally thinks he's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
He might think a lot of things. That is not one of them at all.
So
how can you go out on a couple of dates and call somebody like boyfriend and girlfriend? That's like ridiculous.
That's what Brooke said.
I mean, I thought it was fast, but you know what? Some people do things differently than I do. Mm-hmm.
No, that's a little psychotic. That's a little out there.
Did you just call him psychotic?
Psychotic is kind of like some of the stuff he has been doing the past few days. Like, he's blowing up my phone, texting me.
Oh, no.
He sent me a Facebook request that we were in our relationship, and that was totally a joke. And then I go in my Instagram, and he's putting pictures of us. By the way, there's like two of them. But on the captions, he's putting me as his girlfriend.
And
like after two dates.
You don't sound like you're about that.
No. He's a really nice guy. Like, don't get me wrong. He's a really, really nice guy. But there is no reason for me to like be boyfriend and girlfriend with anyone after I just like made out with them one time.
Yeah.
He's also actually on the phone right now and wants to talk to you. So there is that too.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep. Rich, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Emily, sweetheart, I don't get why you're saying all of this.
Okay, Rich, listen to me. You're really nice and you're really sweet, and I totally had a blast. But, honey, you can't blow up someone's phone after two dates. Like, you just can't do that. I'm sorry.
I mean, you can if you're in a relationship where I was worried about you.
Wait, hold up. Hold. What? Like, who's in a relationship with who here? I'm not in a relationship with you. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
We had the talk. We made it official.
What are you talking about? What talk?
Remember when we were done making out after the last time we went out, it was going great, and I asked you, is it okay if I call you my girlfriend now? And you said yes.
Oh, my God. That's what you think the talk was? Like, are you serious right now?
Well, I mean, now I just feel like you're trying to make me feel stupid in front of everyone. So.
Okay, I would actually back Rich on that. That sounds like the talk to me. Like, can I call you my girlfriend? Yeah. And you said yes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I said sure, and I laughed. Like, okay, sure, whatever. But not like, yes, you are my boyfriend. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you sound stupid, but that's a little bit too much for me.
No, that's not how I remember it. It was like a special moment. We were connecting, you know? And now I just feel like I'm trying to communicate and I'm trying to make this relationship work. And, you know, you're just putting up walls.
Okay, listen. There is no, like, walls. Walls don't exist, Rich. They're not there because there's nothing there. Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, I get that we're, like, having an argument right now.
I think this is different than an argument.
Okay, Rich, it's weird after two dates that you text me that your parents want to meet me. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Love is crazy, you know?
Rich, love do is not crazy. Drop the L-bomb right now, dude.
I went out two dates with you. Like, I don't want to meet anyone's parents after two dates. It's extra.
I mean, my parents knew each other for a month when they got engaged. And, like, Emily and I have known each other for more than a month now since we, like, matched.
What?
There's no reason for me to meet your parents.
I mean, I'm glad we're communicating about it now, at least. I feel like if you don't want to meet my parents, then you should tell me that, you know?
No, Rich, no.
I think she's saying that she's not your girlfriend.
I think she's saying that she doesn't want anything to do with you at all.
Emily, is that really what you're saying, sweetheart?
Oh, my God.
I kind of have been saying that this whole time. Like, me not texting you for a week should, like, give you that response.
Rich, you cannot be this naive.
But that's why I had the talk, you know, and we made it official. We did know.
I was laughing hysterically, Rich. Like, I was literally bending down, like, my stomach hurt. And I was like, say, okay, sure, whatever. Like, I thought you were seriously joking. Like, nobody ever has a boyfriend or girlfriend, a relationship, like you say, after two dates. We just made out once. Like,
I mean,
I honestly thought you were kidding.
You know, Emily, we can agree to disagree, but I know what happened.
Okay, listen, I'm sorry. I didn't want to mislead you, but this is way too much for me. This is way too freaky, and that I don't need that right now, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, I totally get what you're saying. We're going too fast, and, like, I get that, you know? It's not time, and when the time is right, you'll meet them.
Oh my gosh. Like, we are not in a relationship. I'm not your girlfriend. Please stop texting me and calling me. I'm sorry.
You know what? I hear you, Emily. I hear you. And that's why I want to ask you if you'll go out on a second date with Rich. Both of us are hearing you loud and clear.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
We will pay for a second date.
Absolutely not.
Does she have to scream it? No, she doesn't want anything to do with him at all.
Oh, man.
Wow. Emily, I can't believe you're saying this after all we've been through.
I just said we went out on two dates. What all we've been through? You're a nice guy, but please just let it go. Move on with your life. And just, you know, stop blowing up my phone. That would be nice. Don't blow up my phone. Listen, when you're going to text me, write it out and then delete it.
Yeah, so then at least you can feel like you're saying it, Rich. Rich, obviously you're not getting a second date, and I hope now you understand that Emily is not your girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, look, Emily, I know this has gotten weird, but I get that you're angry and I won't reach out to you because I get that you don't want me to, but I'll be by the phone when you want to get back together.
Oh my God.
Get back together.